the volume.
The Sessions is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. They're America's number one sportsbook for a reason, y'all. It's so easy to use. It's safe and secure. That's one of the main things for me. I don't want any BS. I love that there's no BS with FanDuel. Plus, you get your winnings fast. Now, winnings are delivered in as quick as 2 hours. Plus, it's super fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay. It's awesome. So if you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with the promo code Renee, that's R-E-N-E-E, so that they know that I sent you. Disclaimer, 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Wyoming, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Or text next step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat for Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG for Colorado, Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP for Louisiana, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-8-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY for New York. Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789, and 1-800-522-4700 for Wyoming. Visit www.1800gambler.net for West Virginia.
Did you guys hear that? Did you guys hear that Emilio said that he's never dated a blonde and I said that we're overrated? First of all, it's not true. I was just trying to make him feel better that he's not dated a blonde. He's never experienced all of this. Because let me say, we know how to fucking party. I'm a good time. Why don't you like blondes?
I've never dabbled. I've just always been a brunette.
Maybe it's time that you branch out. Because are you currently in a relationship?
No.
Then it's not fucking working, is it?
No.
So maybe date a blonde.
Are they real blondes or they're fake blondes? Like, what type of blonde am I going for?
No one's a real blonde. The only real blonde that I can hold my hand to his Lord and Savior is Summer Rae, who's actually currently a redhead. But she has blonde hair like Nora. Blonde hair. My hair was really blonde when I was little, like Nora, but I have to color my hair now to make it like really blonde. Otherwise, it's like dirty blonde.
But I think you're a closet brunette because you dye your hair blonde.
No, I'm not a closet brunette. I have like dark. My hair would be like the color of John's hair, kind of, I think, if it was natural.
See, but John has reddish brown, kind of, right?
Yeah, maybe he has more red in his hair. I don't have any red in my hair. But I'm not, I would never fall into the category of brunette. If I didn't color my hair, it would be like mousy nothingness. It would be just like bland, not great. Mousy is the term that I'll use. Like it'd be like taupe. I'd have taupe colored hair.
And you want me to go out and date a woman with taupe colored hair?
First of all, she's gonna have a highlight, maybe throw a little sun in there. You can get a great blonde. Also, like, why are we frowning upon coloring our hair? Who cares?
Oh no, I want to color mine.
Well, then
I'm just saying, it never crossed my mind to be like, oh, she's blonde, I'm going to go say hi to her. It was never one of those things. I was never a discriminatory guy.
It feels that way.
No, I love all women equally. I'm just saying, maybe now.
Discriminatory.
Listen, I showed you several ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, and they all look the same.
They're just clones.
They would all be described the exact same way.
Staten Island housewife.
You know what, but I mean, I guess it's nice to have your category. I've never had like a type. It's funny. I was talking about this the other night. We had friends over and we were talking about like what our types were like in high school, where I was like, oh, I guess I like always kind of gravitated towards the jock. But like, I liked the jock that also like could play the guitar or like was funny. Like it wasn't just like being like the jock. I think those were, I just think everyone was, is everyone a jock in high school?
No.
Okay. Well, my circle of friends had lots of jocks.
Maybe in Canada it was different.
Well, in Canada, everybody plays hockey. That's just kind of a no-brainer, except for my brother. He did not. He did for a second. He's not very good.
He stayed inside and played with his computer.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I still got beef with him for talking about shit about our audio. I'm not letting it go.
We should have him on the pod. We should have him on.
Should we fight each other?
Let's put it on Fight TV. Let's stream it.
Would join
that.
The Pillow Fighting Network?
Oh my God. Between the Pillow Fighting Network and also, did you see? Shit. I'm going to drop the name of it now. They're going to be mad at me because I'm supposed to be working and doing some stuff with them. Ice Wars. Have you seen Ice Wars?
No, what is Ice Wars?
Dude, they do King of the Rink. So it's hockey fighters on the ice, like with a rink, and they fight.
Shut up.
It's fucking awesome. Yeah, I think I'm going to do some stuff with them.
Are you going to fight?
No. I'm just going to like, I'm going to be the court jester. I'm just going to go check it out and like see and talk about it and like.
But I genuinely can believe you could throw the fuck down.
Oh, I could kick the shit out of somebody, dude. I could kick the shit out of somebody. Like, you want to walk up on these thighs? I will fucking donkey kick you so hard. Oh my, I got a good kick.
I've been hearing about these thighs and calves all weekend, guys.
I just know my strengths. And my strengths are I'm a lower body athlete. I got that booty. I got the legs. I can throw a mean kick. But I'm also a little feisty. Like, I could like sand in the eyes. Like, who knows what's going to happen?
It's the taupe colored hair.
The taupe just lets me be vicious. I do feel like I could really throw down in a fight. I sometimes get like very overconfident that I'm like, I think I could do that. I could have this fight. I could beat up this person. I think about that a lot.
Yeah, I do the same thing in my head too. I'm like, oh, I could totally kick the shit out of this
person.
Yeah,
I could kick the shit out of you. This isn't supposed to be a podcast where we just shoot the shit, even though that truly feels like a lot of fun right now. We just finished watching Double or Nothing. This is why we're delirious and nuts right now, because that pay-per-view lasted roughly 36 hours. That was a very long pay-per-view.
But all their pay-per-views.
There's been lots of long pay-per-views. WWE's had lots of long pay-per-views. I do feel like they've nipped those in the bud. And they have been a little bit more succinct. But yeah, that was a long pay-per-view. Great pay-per-view. Also, can we talk about the fact that like the crowd was really on their feet the whole time? After having to have AEW for them to have Dynamite here, they had Rampage here, all separate days, and then getting into the pay-per-view. Like, that's actually very impressive that the crowd has been so into it like that. Kudos to the crowd. You guys did it. You did the damn thing. And now, CM Punk is the new AEW champion. They closed out the show, of course, as they would. Championship matchup. Hangman Page no longer holding on to that title. What do you think about seeing this changing of the guard now having CM Punk at the helm at the tippy-tippy top of this company?
Listen, I think for goodwill and for PR, I think you have to put him on the marquees. And it works because he is a name and he's very, very popular. Do I think he still probably could have wrestled most of that roster without a world championship and everybody still would have been so engulfed in who he is and what he's done? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's quintessential, doesn't need a title guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that Hangman Page as world heavyweight champion still had some more fight in the dog.
CM Punk is CM Punk and he's great. And like you said, his fan base loves the guy. He's good for business, as they say. That is what that dude is. But what's the status of Kenny Omega? Do we know?
Kenny Omega, from what I heard and from what I read.
What'd you read on the internet?
I went on the interwebs. And from what I heard is Mr. Omega is still having some injuries. There was a really cool YouTube video. Some chiropractor, I guess he goes to people's houses, mostly wrestlers and celebrities now, and he works on them. And Kenny really was talking about a myriad of other injuries that he has. And his body, he said that he was so banged up that he has to have several, like a surgery to correct.
One thing's leading to another, to another, to another. Yeah, I get that. Some of these guys have been doing this for a very long time. Like, these are built upon injuries. And one, like I said, one leads to the other, leads to the other, leads to the other. That, yeah, I mean, when you're out and you're working on something, you might as well, let's go to the body shop and get the works done, you know? Slap a little paint on this, babe.
Because that's what I always thought. I thought that Hangman Page was a state champion long enough so that way a healthy Omega comes back, they really end the story. Because the story is still being told between Omega and Hangman Page. Hangman Page came into his own after he split with Kenny Omega and they had that really good program leading up to Omega Page 1. So I thought we were going to get the return match and that would have been the one that decides who becomes the next AEW World Champ. And I like the fact that we don't have multiple reigns within this company, even though they're still early on. But I think the first person to do that, since he is all about firsts, should be Kenny Omega, and it should have been against Hangman Page.
Wait, have there not been any repeats?
With the TNT Championship, yes, but not with the world title.
Oh, interesting. I'm a Hangman Page fan, by the way. I would like to put that out there. I'd also like to say, regarding merchandise, he's got the best shirt going right now. I'm a big fan. Big fan. Should we get some merch? Should we buy some?
I say we fire up the old Pro Wrestling Tees site. And we just get some shirts.
I would love nothing more, actually. Let's do that.
Fight fans, take your best shot with $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. It doesn't matter if your fighter gets knocked out or tapped out. New customers get an instant $200 in free bets on your first bet of $5. Just sign up with promo code Renee to bet on all the biggest boxing matches and UFC fights. Choose from the money line to the method of victory and so much more. To get your $200 in free bets guaranteed, just sign up with promo code Renee, that's R-E-N-E-E, on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Disclaimer, 21 plus in select states, $10 first deposit required, bonus issued as non-withdrawable fee, bets that expire 14 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, or Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 for Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat for Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT for Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP for Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. The Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Or visit www.1800gambler.net for West Virginia.
Okay, let's get into the real fucking goss here. MJF.
Work, work.
Work, 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 work. So I'm happy that this match happened with Wardlow because it needed to happen. I don't know what the deal is with MJF. I don't know what's going on with him and Tony. I don't know what's going on with him in AEW. I don't know what's going on with him in WWE. I have not a clue. I know what y'all know, reading shit on the internet, trying to keep my finger on the pulse. Oh my God, what's happening over here? But I'm glad that he showed up. I'm glad that that piece of business happened because it was a long time coming. They needed to get out there to do that. What is your reaction to the kind of heat that something like this is going to generate?
Well, you want to think about, is it good heat or bad heat, right? And I always like to say that he really understands and likes to keep alive kayfabe. I automatically think because of what was going on with Naomi and Sasha, maybe they think, hey, listen, let's throw a little kink in the hose.
Let's just jump on the, no one really knows what the hell is going on.
And let's paint within this world of a work shoot, brother, where he might actually feel that he's undervalued and whatever with the, because he's made mention in many promos about he wants more money, that he does not get the respect that he deserves and everything that he's done. He's cut a promo with Wardlow and said, hey, in 2024, I might be with the other guys. He did that on TNT. It was a fucking ballsy promo. Tony allows him to paint within that universe. And I think it's very, very smart to do. So I'm thinking he doesn't show up for a thing. That's kind of on brand with the performance art of Maxwell Jacob Friedman. So I don't look at it as, oh, he's not showing up. He's taking his ball and going home. And then you get on the dirt sheets and the experts are experting.
Your tweet, experts be experting right now.
And I'm just sitting here and I'm laughing because people are really going into this. Well, then who can Wardlow face? Renee, somebody mentioned fucking Goldberg.
Everyone needs to just like pump the brakes. Everyone needs to calm the hell down.
But in terms of him coming out, I think tonight, I think that we were there. The reaction was deafening. He got the heat that he needed, and Wardlow looked like $1 million because the pop was great, right? I love the juxtaposition of the good and the bad, whatever the heat may be, whether it's go-home heat, whether it's ugly heat, whether it's fucking perfectly done heel heat, it did what it needed to do, and he came out with that Ric Flair robe with the Burberry print saying, I'm better than you, and then Wardlow proceeded to beat the ever-loving snot out of him for 7 minutes. And it did the job.
A lot of power bombs. Wowzers. A lot of power bombs.
The story has been so unique and so diverse, and they didn't have the opportunity to touch each other for months, right? And you're going on a year now where Wardlow was his heavy, and then he started to slap him around when Max was losing, and then the kid finally has enough. It was kind of like the build between Shawn Michaels and Sid when Shawn Michaels and Sid faced off for the World Championship in Survivor Series when Sid won. It's the same exact context, but the story is just a little bit different now.
I'm glad that the match happened again. Are we going to work or what's happening? I don't know. I'm just glad that it happened. I'm glad that Wardlow looked like $1 million and now we get to all continue to be expert in it. Okay, Jade Cargill and Anna Jay, TBS Championship. First of all, we get to see Athena here in AEW. I'm really happy to see her. as a part of this roster is somebody like seeing her journey and the injuries that she's had, the ups and downs that she had had working with WWE, to now getting this moment where she's solid, man. Like, she's really, really solid. She knows what she wants to do. She knows her character so well. I think her stepping into this world, as you continue now to see the women's roster bulk up a little bit more, and we are seeing some really bona fide stars. And I think that there's just going to be a lot of interest as these women all continue to work together and work out whatever the dynamic is going to be amongst them all and all of those things. But sticking with like the women's roster, Britt Baker won the Owen Hart tournament for on the women's side of things. Adam Cole winning for the men's. We'll get into that. But yeah, I think just seeing Britt get that victory, I would have wanted to see it on Ruby. I thought that it was a good spot for Ruby to get that win. Love me some Britt, don't get me wrong.
No, I feel you, but Britt was always my choice because, again, I'm all for if your pillars are going to do the first, then they're the ones that need to do the first for everything.
Right? I don't think that's true.
I think it does hold some weight because she is probably the top heel, maybe second to Max overall, but I think in the women's division she is. But again, I look at her as a heel. I know there's some people I had a conversation with, they look at her as a tweener. One minute she's a babyface, and one minute she's a heel. Like, she does the DMD thing and the chants go with her. I think she's probably a perfect representation for your women's division right now.
So can Ruby.
They iced Rub for a hot minute when she got fed to Britt and she lost. Where she was literally probably the only viable threat to Britt at that time. And now what do you do with her? Now what do you do with her? That now that women winning the Owen Hart Memorial title or whatever, the cup or whatever it's called, would have been a perfect relaunch for her. Especially when you have in Rancid come out and performing.
By the way, oh my God, how cool was that? Also, like, when you see the band come out to play, you assume she's going over.
I would agree that they should have had Ruby go over, but again, it's literally Britt Baker's women's division, and she runs the table. And again, I'm all for that, and I think it's a good optic that her and her bebe now wear matching championships.
Yeah, I mean, listen, was that shot they got of them both at the top of the ramp? Yeah, great thing of beauty. I'm a fan of the bebes. I just think that it would have been nice to see somebody get
some new blood.
Yeah. And listen, if I've been like, you know, my finger's not fully on the pulse with like every little nuance of things that are going on, but I think when Toni Storm didn't go over Britt going on like on their way to the tournament and then having to have Ruby also lose, like, it would be nice to see one of those women, I think, in that spot, because like I'm saying, Britt is fucking great. There's no denying that. I mean, like, I think she's fantastic. She is head and shoulders at the top of that division. But to spread some of that love around, like I said, as they're bulking up the division, these women are stars. Toni Storm is a star. Ruby Riott. Whoop. Ruby Soho. Do you like how I said that in the fear of God? Like, I was just going to be punished for saying it like that?
Yeah, it's your podcast.
It's my podcast. No, for Ruby Soho. She's a star. She's amazing. I think Chris Statlander's on her way up as well.
They had a great match on Rampage.
They did. So yeah, I mean, here's the good news. I mean, it's all good, but the women's division is looking very, very good.
It's getting better.
Yeah, it really is.
It was scary at first, and then it was scary probably going into a year, and they really needed to figure out what the identity of the women's division was. And, yeah. And you know,
she's got some legs now. She's got some nice legs.
Yeah, she does. And I
good kicking legs.
Good kicking legs, like what you're doing right now with your strong gams. Look at those calves. But no, I think you're right. I think in that way, you need people like Toni Storm and Ruby Soho and Athena. You need good dance partners for Britt and Jade, right? But you also got to make them win something so that way you just don't come in and assume that they're going to lose. Because that's the thing that really annoys some of the Twitter that I see, where they want more.
Also, can we throw Thunder Rosa's name into that?
I mean, Thunder and Serena Deebs.
Love me some Serena
she,
Deeb.
They crushed it tonight. It was a wrestling match.
Should we get into this complete and utter beautiful shitstorm that was Anarchy in the Arena? It was a lot of fun. I mean, this is me saying this after, like, my husband is like, I don't even know where he is right now or what's going on with him at this exact moment of this recording. But doozy. Holy shit, a lot of things happen. A lot of moving parts are all over the arena. All these, like, oh my good Lord.
The white gear might have been an inclination that people were going to be.
Yeah. I will say, the Jericho Appreciation Society, they up and did it with their gear.
I prefer the JAS over the Inner Circle.
Yes, I'm with you. I agree 100%. Can we talk about Brian in his gear? I was like, who? What's happening? But like in the best way, to see him come like walking down, which like of course, it was like very reminiscent of like the old Shield entrance of the Raw coming down through the different aisles in the crowd. And to see Brian come out like not in his wrestling gear was like, hold on. His hair's all disheveled.
He stuck out like a sore thumb.
Yes, because we're so used to Brian just being like purist wrestling. So to see him just like, we're doing this, like, let's get into the nitty gritty. That's going to get ugly and messy. I loved
it. I blame your husband for that one.
Totally. Yeah, like seeing like John and Eddie before. Like Eddie coming out with a gas can, by the way, which. So what, he's like trying to light Jericho on fire and Brian gets in the way of that. Those two have a little tussle. So I like where that could be headed.
I mean, they've been tussling for a minute now. But to see Brian like slap him tonight, I was like, oh, this is authoritative. Eddie doesn't like authority. Eddie's gonna tell you to fuck off, bro.
I thought that match was a lot of fun. So you and I, we were at the arena for a bit, and then we had to come back here because my sweet baby needed to go to sleep. And we turned it on and we're trying to catch up to see what's going on, but they kept Wild Thing playing for quite some time. So you thought this was
New Jack thing.
Though they didn't play it through the duration of the match, which makes sense because it was like a 20 some odd minute match. Did you like the music playing?
That song is distracting. If it was Natural Born Killers, like New Jack song, I'm cool with that because like I love to sing that song and you just know that violence will accompany it because it's a New Jack ECW thing. But I think for this, there's so many moving parts with it. I didn't need the crowd always chanting Wild Thing, You Make My Heart Sing. Because it throws off what you're seeing. I like the double ladder spot by Santana and Ortiz, and you get to see them jump off and hit the tables. Yeah. I think that's cool. The spot, me and you winced at the same time, was when the fire extinguisher went in John's face.
Oh my God, I was like, is that melting his skin? What's happening?
You saw it, it was like smoking off his head.
I know, I was like, wait, can we like, is that okay?
Eddie fighting through concessions. You know what I mean? Covering dudes in mustard. And at this point, they're all just bloody. And the blood really happened within maybe 5 minutes of this match. Like,
yeah, I mean, it was a knockdown dragout. They literally just like started. I don't even know if a bell rang. I don't know what happened. It just was like a schmoz. It was a lot of fun, though. I mean, all things considered, me just looking at it from a fan perspective, I actually thoroughly enjoyed that match. And Jericho went over.
I was shocked that they did because I thought it was literally going to lead into, you know, the BCC, as you like to eloquently name them.
Stop it.
I thought that they were going to reign supreme, but it turns out there might be some internal fighting. But is Eddie a member of BCC or is he just, he was there because he had beef with Jericho as well and he's homies with Baby Daddy?
Yeah, like I don't think Eddie is part of Blackpool Combat Club.
So him and Brian can mix it up and John can stay out of it. But even though John interfered in that, he was trying to broker the peace.
John likes to kick back sometimes and be like, you know what, you guys can sort out amongst yourselves.
And I'm just gonna sit here and I'm gonna watch it.
I feel like him and Regal could just post up somewhere and go, they got it.
I would like to see that now.
I would like to see that as well.
I want to see Eddie and Brian wrestle.
Football fans, check out the 3 and Out podcast with John Middlecoff, only on the Volume Podcast Network. John brings his unique perspective as an ex-NFL scout to the Volume to break down all the news around the NFL and college football. Whether you're looking for game predictions, coaching searches, the ins and outs of the NFL front office, even an occasional golf tip, John has you covered. Download 3 and Out with John Middlecoff only on the Volume Podcast Network.
Overall, though, I feel like it was like a really great pay-per-view. Was there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
I think that this is what we end on. Probably the most important match of the night. Hookhausen versus Tony Nese and Smart Mark Sterling.
Oh, I'm a huge Danhausen fan. I think I'm a huge Hook fan. I'm like a Hook fan from a distance. I like observing, and I'm like, I think I like this guy, this kid, this cute little, like, I don't even know what to call him. He's fucking good, man.
He's enjoyable.
And I don't even just mean as like a character, like the way he works is a lot of fun to watch. Like he's very sharp.
But I think that comes from his dad too, because Taz had an amateur wrestling background.
You can't be Taz's kid and have a shitty suplex.
I think Danhausen is...
What a gift to wrestling that man is, huh?
Listen, he came in with a broken leg and he had the boot on, right? And his impact, his pops were getting louder and louder each week. And I was sitting in Long Island at the AEW Dynamite show, and they started to do the motion graphics for the Double or Nothing, right? It was right after they teased that they were going to take on Nese and Sterling, right? And they said Hookhausen will be in action. And the crowd went fucking ballistic.
He's a star, dude. Like, people love that guy. And I feel like this is one of those, like, very quick ascents. Even though he's been doing it for some time. But now he is, like, thrust into the spotlight. And I think he's, like, ready for that huge stage moment.
He understands what it is to sports entertain. And for those that never seen him outside of just what he does with his promos or his vignettes, if you honestly were to go back and you were to see what he did in Ring of Honor and on the Indies, Danhausen is a very accomplished professional wrestler. And you saw a taste of that tonight because he's wrestling with Hook. Hook is very, very good. I love the difference in them. If I was a wrestler, I'd probably have the same style as Hook.
Yeah, you would, actually. You would. You 100% would. I like that he comes out in his backpack and shit. Like, he's like a kid. He's like, it's a high school kid.
Also, real quick, too, I just want to honorable mention, because I thought the match was really good. Hobbs and Starks, Jurassic Express, and Keith Lee and Shane Strickland. Very, very good match. A lot of moving parts.
There was definitely that moment where I was a little nervous for Ricky Starks. He took that little bit of a funny bump, landed on his neck a bit wonky, that I was like, oh, you could see the whole crowd stood up to him, was like, oh God, is he okay? It seemed like he was out of the match for a little bit, but he got back in there. So, he's okay, I'm assuming. But that was a scary moment. But yeah, like some really cool moments within that match, especially between Keith Lee and Will Hobbs, to see these like big men moving the way that they do. I thought that was like a really great showcasing for them within that spot. And yeah, I mean, Shane Strickland, this guy.
Kill shot,
baby. There's something about him that I find you like gravitate towards. He just seems like he's a fucking cool dude.
He's extremely cool.
Like, and I don't mean cool. I'm like, oh, he's like a cool dude. Like, I mean, like, he's like a cool dude that like knows more shit than me. He's like probably really funny, and he's like very, like, he just seems like he's got his finger on the pulse of all the shit.
Folks, this is us teasing that we're going to have him on screen.
This also made me teasing that, like, are we going to become best friends? Maybe. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there.
You usually get to hit it off like two peas in a pod.
Just saying, it could happen.
Two peas in a pod.
I'm a big fan. I'm a fan.
Do you find it weird that Keith Lee leaves his feet? I don't want to see my heaters ever get off their feet.
I don't mind that he leaves his feet. I feel bad for the people that got to catch him.
But it also makes no sense that you're that tall and you're that girthy. You should never be leaving your feet. I want to see you spirit bomb people.
Yeah, but isn't his whole thing, though, that, like, that's, he's a big guy that can move, like, he can moonsault and shit, like, that's, like, his whole deal.
But just
deal.
Because you can do it doesn't mean you should.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's something to be said about that, certainly. Should we have him back on? We'll ask him.
Wait, we've never had Keith Lee on.
I didn't. Yeah, I said we should have him back on, and I didn't mean back on. I mean, we should just have him on.
We're teasing a lot of next level guests, folks.
I will say it's actually really cool. I know there's a million people in wrestling. There's a million like great people that I'd love to have on the show. But the more I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to talk to you. Ooh, I want to talk to you. Hey, what's your deal? What's the story? Like, I love that. I actually feel like pretty inspired by that after being out in Vegas the past few days and being at a couple of the shows and reconnecting with some people and whatnot. Yeah, it definitely, it's opened up our roster of potential guests.
It's funny because I'm walking through the casino and fans of the show are coming up to me.
Oh, wow. Nobody came up to me. So that's
I'm in the
because I'm in the casino more.
You know what I mean? I'm the man of the people. Like, I like to go around, like,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
I'm here, at home, like, bopping with the babe.
Right. Like, here, you get a chip. Everybody gets a chip. And this is how they ran up to me, Renee. I swear to the Lord and Savior. Balls deep.
Oh, my God. The good brothers.
So they say some rather complimentary stuff about Gallows and Anderson. Shout out to you guys. Rock, I see you. But then they really get into, then they get into our show. And they go, Balls, you're two completely different guys when you're on this show. They're still referring to me as Balls, by the way. And I'm like, well, what do you like about the sessions? Tell me what you like. And they go, that it's conversation that isn't forced. And Renee doesn't do anything to do clickbaity thing.
I love that. I love that. That's very sweet, very nice. I love that. And yeah, listen, whenever we do the show, I always like it to be, I say like the word safe space. That sounds very like, but like I just want people to come on and have like a hang. I'm not like looking for the scoop or like wanting to like get the thing. I like hearing people's story. I like hearing people's like their journey, all of those things. But like legit, I love talking to people and I'm super lucky that I know so many awesome people that have done these really cool things. So it's a nice, natural, easy conversation. But yeah, this week we were really, really lucky. So we've got some great episodes coming out for you guys to keep your eyes and ears open for. Dropping on Thursday, we're going to have AJ Mendez on the show.
I was going to say AJ Mendez hyphen Brooks Comely.
Oh my gosh. Listen, sometimes you're just not allowed to use certain names anymore and we got to move on. But AJ Mendez is on the show. I'm so happy we got that interview. We've also got Nyla Rose coming up, and we've also got Toni Storm. So these are all happening while also having these other conversations with other people about getting some episodes spun up for y'all. So this has been our, you know, somewhat of a recap of Double or Nothing. It was a great pay-per-view, a lot of fun. It's late as all hell. You can hear me going, I'm congested. It's
late. I really
want
her to blow her nose.
I got to go to bed. It's been a great time, but Emilio, I'm going to call you an Uber.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.